This is Rediscover Live with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. We're dealing with this series called Lord of All, and Peter declared in Acts chapter 10 that he is Lord of all. And so we've been looking at what areas we need to focus on for Jesus to be Lord of all. And the first area we dealt with was our appetites. Yesterday we dealt with our emotions. And today I want to deal with our thoughts. Isaiah 55, 6 to 9 in the NIV says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for you will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." You see, God's thoughts are not our thoughts, and this is why we must renew our minds with the thoughts of God. And the way we do that is by renewing our minds with the words of God, because the word of God contains the thoughts of God. And this is why we must love the Bible, because Christ must be Lord of all, including our thought life. And this is why the Bible tells unrighteous men to forsake their unrighteous thoughts, because your thoughts determine who you are and how you live. You see, things won't change until you think differently. Proverbs 23 and verse 7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Fear, depression, obsession, anxiety, negativity, lust, confusion, they all have to go. Quit giving place to these thoughts. Take them captive in Jesus' name. Let Jesus Christ be Lord of all, including your thoughts. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5 says, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." And so what does that involve exactly? How do we take captive every thought? Well, I believe the secret to taking thoughts captive is to learn to filter and to identify the thought. Is the thought in line with what the Word of God says and what God says about you? And if it's not, then that thought is not from God. And let me read again. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh." It's interesting. The Bible acknowledges that we are in a warfare. But you know, the reality is the warfare for many people is between their two ears. And that's the number one area where Satan attacks, along with attacking your body. But it says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." So it's interesting that the Bible acknowledges the reality of strongholds. And certainly for myself as a pastor, over all of these years of dealing with people, I definitely see how at times the enemy builds up strongholds in people's minds. And, you know, that stronghold might be lust or fear or anxiety or anger. A stronghold is literally a place where somebody or something can dwell in safety because it's garrisoned, it's protected, so to speak. Well, the enemy wants to build strongholds in your life, a stronghold of fear, so that you never go beyond a certain point. You never progress beyond a certain place in your life. And that some people have strongholds of anxiety or panic attacks or obsessive compulsive disorder, all sorts of issues, maybe trauma, or maybe they were abused in the past. And sometimes those strongholds are built up in their lives to the point whereby an issue that another person wouldn't think twice about, or a situation or circumstance that another person wouldn't blink their eyelids at, causes a person with this stronghold to be utterly incapacitated and paralyzed, you know, with fear. And that's how the enemy works. He wants to build up strongholds in our lives. And so this is why our thought life is not something that we can just dismiss or ignore. Rather, I believe we need to give attention to our thought life and recognize that this is a very important area, because as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if we refuse to deal with our thought life, if we refuse to renew our minds with the Word of God, as it says in Romans 12:1 and 2, because Romans 12, 1 and 2, again, I believe, gives us the secret to life transformation, and it is the renewal of our mind, the renewing of our thought life, the renewing of the way we think, the inputting of different information. I remember years ago studying computers as a kid, probably 40 years ago, and, you know, there was this principle of rubbish in, rubbish out. And this is the problem, I think, that many people are dealing with. You're dealing with the consequences of years and years of bad programming, of bad seed that you've been putting in, much of it through media, actually, TV, etc., social media. So much of what we're looking at isn't positive, it isn't edifying, it isn't uplifting, rather it's tearing you down. And this is why many times people are just depressed, because there's this constant flow of bad news and negativity. And this is where I think we need to be able to tune this out if we want to be effective and if we want to truly make Jesus Christ Lord of all. I love in the Gospel of Mark where it says, verse 22, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. When he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live." So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. So this man's daughter was at the point of death. There was an urgency to the hour. This man was just on tender hooks. And I'm sure his heart soared when Christ agreed to go with him to his house. I'm sure he was just trying to rush Christ along. Unfortunately, Jesus was thronged by a crowd who were following. And so I'm sure he wasn't getting there as quickly as he might have liked. And now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years, had suffered many things from many physicians, spent all that she had and was no better, rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If only I touch his garment clothes, I will be made well." Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" So suddenly their progress is arrested by this woman. Jesus turns around and says, "Who touched me?" His disciples said, "You see the multitude thronging you and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened, came to him and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. So this woman tells her story. Unfortunately, the time is ticking. And, you know, when the Bible talks about Jesus being thronged, I'm sure it was a bit like a football match and you come out and there's just people all around you. And that's the point the disciples are making, saying, you're saying somebody touched me. There's people all around you touching, banging into you. But this woman tells her story, and he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." And while he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" And suddenly the man, I'm sure, was heartbroken when he heard the news that he had been dreading, the news that his daughter had died. And I'm sure there was a part of him wanted to scream out, "Why did you stop, Jesus?" to the woman. I'm sure he was frustrated and vexed at the crowd who are hampering their progress. And so this man was having a battle in his thoughts, in his thought life. But, you know, I love how Christ immediately responds to deal with the negative thoughts. And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." What a message for all of us to hold on to in these challenging days. There's no doubt we're living in very uncertain times. You know, particularly the number of years that have gone before us now with COVID. You know, there was just this constant uncertainty, you know, and it's been carried on now with the war in Ukraine, the prospect of world war, the inflation, cost of living crisis, the homelessness crisis. I mean, there's so many things going on in our society that's causing so much uncertainty. And the reality is, you know, uncertainty tends to feed anxiety. And this is why so many people, even young people, you know, and I deal with it as a pastor sometimes, seeing even young teenagers who've got the best days of their lives ahead of them, and yet they're dealing with anxiety. It's a reflection of the times we are in. And this is why we need to learn to deal with our thoughts. And so this is key. We take captive every thought, as I read earlier in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're mighty God, true God, for the destruction of strongholds. And we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Do you think this man in that moment had some arguments in his mind saying, "What's the use? My daughter is dead. Just go away home." I'm sure there was arguments of, why did that woman delay Jesus? Why did the crowd delay him? I mean, I'm sure he had to deal with a lot of negative thoughts in that moment. But Jesus turns and said to him, "Do not be afraid, only believe." I love what it says in the Amplified in Mark 5:36. Overhearing, but ignoring what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be seized with alarm and struck with fear. Only keep on believing." And that's what I would say to you today as I finish. No matter what's going on or what's going wrong, only keep on believing. It says overhearing but ignoring what they said. There are some reports that you're going to have to learn to ignore, whether through the media, maybe a negative doctor's report saying you've only so long to live, or maybe looking at your marriage, it looks like it's on the rocks and it looks like there's no future, or maybe it looks like your relationship with your child is never going to be reconciled. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, only keep on believing." Overhearing but ignoring. There are some voices, there are some negative reports that you're going to have to learn to ignore if you want to receive what God has for you, whether that is healing or deliverance or breakthrough. There may be a part of you saying, "Lord, I'm never going to pay off this bill. I'm never going to pay off this debt." No, do not be afraid, only keep on believing. Overhearing but ignoring. We must learn to take those negative thoughts captive. If we want Jesus to be Lord of all, then he has to be Lord of our thoughts. And so those thoughts that are not in line with his word, those thoughts that say, "You know what, I might as well quit." Those thoughts that say, "Oh, you might as well just end your life. You've nothing left to live for. You've nobody who loves you." No, that's a lie. Those thoughts that say, "Well, I'm ugly, I'm too stupid, I'm not smart enough to succeed." No, that is a lie. Those thoughts that are inconsistent with what God says about you, you need to learn to cast them down in Jesus' precious name. And we take captive every thought. Identify where the thought comes from. If it's not in line with what God said, then cast it down. Rebuke it, reject it, dismiss it in Jesus' name. And learn to say, "Hallelujah, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Learn to say, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Learn to say, "You know what? By his stripes, I was healed." In Jesus' name. Praise God. Stand on his word and you will see the fulfillment of the promise in your life. In Jesus' name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland.